You're listening to the WP Tonic, WordPress and Tech, focused on building a successful business in WordPress aimed at the WordPress professional and power user. Join Jonathan Denwood and Kurt Von Annen as your host and co-host as we bring you great discussions from around the globe.
Welcome back, folks, to the WP Tonic Show. This is episode 997. In this episode, we've got the pleasure of Rancis Salas, head of product at WP Bakery. Probably totally butchered his name, but that I did my best. So you're probably used to it. Should be a great show. We're going to be discussing what's it like running a plugin that runs a lot of websites on WordPress. The inside track, what's that like? Rancis' story, how he got into WordPress. So do you think you can just give us a quick 10-15 second intro, and then when we come back from our break, we'll probably delve in more detail about your background?
Yeah, so hi everyone, my name is Raitis. I'm the head of product at WP Bakery for 11 and a half years now. Okay, so happy to be here.
It was fantastic that you agreed to come on the show. I've got my fantastic co-host, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, sure, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Annen. I own an agency called Manana No Mas, and I work directly with the great folks over at WP Tonic.
Right. Like I say, we're going to be discussing Rancis' background and what's it like running a plugin that basically runs a lot of websites or helps run them, plus his views on AI, how it's going to change the plugin environment. It should be a fantastic show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's K-I-N-S-T-A.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Also want to point out we've got some fantastic special offers from the sponsors. Plus, we got a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services for the power user, the freelancer, or the small agency owner. You can get all these free goodies and the special offers by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. So, Rancis, can you give us how did you get into the world of web development or agency, and then how did this lead to your involvement with WP Bakery?
Hey, so I was studying in my master's together with the wife of our CEO, Michael. And basically, she introduced me to her husband. We started to discuss things, talk business. And at that point, I was running my own local agency. Didn't know much about WordPress nor WP Bakery. He was actually looking for someone who will take care of the product management, marketing, customer success, a bit of user interface, user experience, basically who will sit on those many, many chairs. That dynamics, I really enjoy it. We somehow came to agreement. At that time, it was almost 12 years ago, yeah. Barely remember myself before WordPress now. there were 10,000 customers for WP Bakery. So now it's around 6 plus million websites powered by WP Bakery at this point. And yeah, I still sit on those.
I'm shaking my head, not negative. It just blows my mind that WP Bakery is supporting almost 6 million websites. Does it? Do you still amazed at that figure?
If you transfer it into percentage, it's like 3% of the internet, like the active internet, which is amazing. So basically I was facing the same problems that the agency folks are facing before joining WP Bakery. So kind of, okay, this is my way how I can help to resolve those issues. Yeah, so kind of smoothly transition into that. Other than that, yeah, that's probably the story short. But I think that for me, it is hard to separate WP Bakery from WordPress. Yeah, so it always went together.
So how long did it take before you saw some explosive growth?
It has always been, pretty steep. Yeah, steep growth. There were certain features that were moving us into right direction. The API, which is our blessing and the curse at the same time, because we made it like really, really open. Yeah, so people love that because of the ability to customize things to their liking. And it goes beyond content elements. We see people adjusting user interface there completely. And you are looking at some version. And it's like, what is it? It's like, oh, it's WP Bakery. Yeah. That's one thing. And then, of course, the grid builder, which is focused on developing the archive pages, archive page items. Of course, the add-ons, the themes that basically integrated the product helped to grow us a lot. Mm-hmm. And a few partnerships with hosting companies. By the way, we partner with WordPress.com, so to give their users opportunity to get WP Bakery out of the box.
Right. Over to you, Kurt.
Well, I find the whole subject incredibly interesting, actually. So, if I think of like WordPress as being like hobbyists, and then I think about it like professionals, like WordPress is this thing where all walks of life can use WordPress, right? And so if we isolate the conversation to like the professional market, I see people that are, hey, I'm full site editing, or I'm using Gutenberg block editor. I'm just going to stay within the WordPress editor, or I'm going to leverage the extra tools and cakes blocks, or a page builder. Where do you think realistically for professionals in the first quarter of 2026, where do you think the professional finds himself and how they make their decision on what to use?
I think that, everyone has their tech stack. It's like if we're talking about professionals. So I think that they are looking for something that blends together perfectly with the rest of their stack. Yeah. So this is one of the most important things and often actually overlooked by many WordPress products. Yeah. We tend to, let's say 2025, what everyone was thinking, we need to add AI features to the product. Yeah. That's the main thing that we should do. Yeah? And now at the beginning of the year, we kind of start to realize, okay, it's not enough, yeah, and so people start to look at back at the to some extent the basics, ensure how things work together, yeah. How I don't know, like WP Bakery works with ACF, yeah. How it works with WooCommerce and how I don't know WooCommerce works with NinjaForms, as an example, yeah. So the smooth integration actually ensures that it is easy to use your product. Yeah, because your product is, we tend to think that we are so big and so important and so on. In reality, like regular user and also professionals often, they don't care that much. Like I use iPhone, but I don't know when the next release of iOS is going to be. Yeah, like I don't care. to be fair. If I start to develop applications, then I would maybe pay a bit more attention. But still, it's we tend to think that our products are very important, while they are just a piece of puzzle for the rest. Yeah,
you mentioned something interesting in your answer, and I kind of want to explore this a little bit. Like, no one cares what version the iPhone is, right? No one cares what version on Android they're, you know, unless they're building within that space. But I've noticed, even at the customer level, when you start talking about WordPress, people tend to ask more like functional or integral questions about, you know, your tech stack or what you're building. Whereas if I'm going to vibe code something, hey, I vibe coded this, right? It's like, boom, it's like, it's magical, right? But for some reason, WordPress always seems to have that little extra layer of scrutiny from either the professionals in the space or even the clients that are the customers. Do you have any idea why that is? Is it just because they can, or?
I think that WordPress has always been promoted in a way that you can customize it. Yeah, there is a plugin for everything, and you can extend it and so on and so on. And it's like, okay, there is actually lack of marketing in WordPress. Everyone is talking about it. But at the same time, yeah, on the personal level, yeah, we just talk about it. Okay, you can do things to WordPress. And people are used to that. So it's like, if I want to go a bit technical, a bit more into customization, basically achieve things that I cannot do with, let's say, Wix, yeah, or Squarespace, I will go with WordPress.
Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan, over to you.
Yeah, thanks. So in the last, let's say, 18 months, what have been a couple of the biggest challenges that WP Bakery's faced that you feel that you can share, maybe give the audience a little peek, pushing the curtain away and seeing what a plugin with the amount of customers that you've got, some of the problems that you face and how you overcame them?
I think there are actually two directions, yeah, two challenges, I would say. The first one is how to get people from outside of WordPress to start using WordPress. Yeah. That's the first thing that we have been fighting with. It's somehow related also to the question what Kurt asked, like about the technical thing. Again, something that we and other WordPress businesses have often ignored. We're focusing when we talk about customer onboarding. Most of WordPress plugins, themes, services, they are focusing on their part. Like, okay, I'm going to show you how amazing my user interface is, how amazing my user experience is. But again, you are just a piece of WordPress puzzle. Yeah. Somehow we don't pay enough attention to educating people how to use WordPress. And again, it all comes down to all the collaborations and partnerships. Yeah. And we expect people to start using our product without helping them to get around WordPress. And that has been a challenge for many, I believe. And this is why we see that WordPress is kind of, it's growing, but growing slowly. We see that the other competitors are starting to get some traction. And so we started to think about that a lot. And basically, I'm happy to know that WordPress is also thinking about that. There is this WordPress Foundation programs related to education. One of them is WordPress credits. So we recently joined that as sponsors. So it basically helps students to learn WordPress while they're taking actually their internships within the university. So that's at least there is a direction. Another thing is more of a product thing is how you introduce changes. So it's a 6 million websites. Yeah, we cannot. I know that there are like a lot of suggestions. Hey, you should just go and some like override something and change everything. Yeah, you cannot do like a lumberjack. Yeah, you cannot go into the forest and just start chopping trees. Yeah, so we respect that people have websites and they have other things to deal with, yet they don't want to work maybe on their website just because we decided, you know, rewrite something. So every change for us is something that you need to reconsider. You need to ensure backward compatibility, the testing, just to make sure that there are no like plenty of hot fixes, the businesses don't stop. But yeah, so the whole 2025, we have been rewriting some of the core functions related to drag and drop experience, related to user interface experience, attributes. So we plan to introduce that actually in somewhere around 1.5 months. Yeah. So everything we've done in 2025 will basically come live in pretty soon in 2026. We'll see. That's, as I said, that's challenge. So till this moment, we kind of ensured that everything is working. We are also collaborating with the add-on authors to ensure that everything working on their side and so on. So pretty excited about that and a bit afraid.
But you've got, there's a lot of page builders out there, isn't it? You know, where do you think you kind of position WP Bakery? How do you attempt to position it? You know, you've got, you know, Cadence, you've got Breakdance, you've got various page builders aimed at the professional market, the agent more that aimed at the do it themselves people. That would be an interesting question. You know, obviously it's tricky because you don't want, if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't want to speak bad about a competitor. But I like to just get some broad insights from you about Elementor. You know, they had their refresh about a month ago. They seem to be trying to pitch it at the more professional market. Can you give some insight? You know, you must have observed that, I would have thought. So what was your impressions about what they were doing?
Well, I mean, to be completely like sure and comment, you need to understand their whole strategy, where they're going. Yeah, so if they don't reveal that, there is definitely, whatever they are doing, there is a reason, specific reason for that. If I have to guess where they are going, they probably at some point want to decouple themselves from WordPress. That's pretty much my opinion. So I think that's also the reason why they are trying to attract developers. Yeah, because if we look on the Webflow, yeah, maybe what they want strategically is to repeat the success of Webflow, where Webflow is able to attract a certain amount of developers that are working and delivering projects. So at that point, where they have enough the user base of such developers, agencies, yeah, freelancers, basically, I suppose that maybe they will be ready to decouple themselves from WordPress a bit more. If you look on their website, like a new website, you need to scroll somewhere around like 60% till you first time see WordPress mentioned. That states something.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Over to you, Kurt.
Well, you kind of mentioned AI a couple of questions ago, and you know that's kind of the next thing on our list of things to talk about. I agree with you. It seemed like everybody was in a rush to try and integrate some kind of AI widget or field or something into their WordPress. It just seemed like it was just a craze. Like it seemed a little unhinged to me at some level, right? And then you had mentioned maybe people are going back to a more organic approach or a back to basics approach. But I'm curious, you know, our question says, do you think AI will semi-destroy the WordPress professional marketplace in the next couple of years? But that's, you know, we're kind of asking like, how deep do you think AI is going to go? And Do you really feel it's going to like cut into agency work, or do you think it's actually going to grow agency demand? I mean, there's people on all sides of this conversation.
Yeah. So AI topic, it is still hot and it's going to be hot. What I probably didn't mention about myself is that I do have some free time from WP Bakery. And at that time, I also read lectures at Riga Nordic University. Also two MBA students, and I have a topic, artificial intelligence in economics and business. So I talk about AI a lot. First of all, I don't really like the word like thread. Yeah, it's not a select thread. It's an opportunity, I would say, but we need to understand it's a general purpose technology. Yeah, AI. We can compare it with electricity, and it was I think the second industrial revolution somewhere 1920, when electricity was kind of majorly adopted. It changes everything. Yeah. And it will change the way we live, we work, we think. Yeah. Also, the new generation that is kids being born now, they won't know the life without AI. And I would say that wherever you are, like in WordPress, outside WordPress, you just constantly need to push yourself towards thinking, can I apply AI here? How would I apply AI here? Just, for example, from the business perspective, to stay competitive. Yeah. There is no other way around. And why actually many people use Thread? Because we are as human, we are afraid of what we actually don't know, and we think that we are all that smart and sexy, but we still have no idea about where it leads us. We are at the very beginning of AI, and there is if AI will get we expect this year, it could get as smart as an individual actually, yeah. Like being capable of the same things. So it can overgrow humanity. What happens next? Yeah, we all watch the movies related to that. And I think this is what frightens us. No.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at the three of us smart, sexy guys having this conversation. I'm curious because I have a saying that says, we always have to find the opportunities within the obstacles. Like during the pandemic, I was so sure that everybody was going to panic. And if you just kept your head straight and looked for opportunities, you would find an opportunity somewhere. I kind of feel that way about AI. But if you feel that way about AI, you said part of your answer was every time you do something, you need to consider, is this something that I could do with AI, right? Can you kind of since you talk on the subject, can you kind of walk us through what that really looks like? Like I go through my spam every day in my email. Should I be thinking, how can I have AI eradicate my spam? Or is it like that? Or do I think of AI like my virtual assistant? Or do I think of it more in terms of building products with it?
I would say you should start thinking about the shortcuts. Yeah. What are the smaller things that can be replaced by AI within your process? Then slowly, when you see several things being replaced, you can think how to automate the whole process. As an example, I think it was a few months back, I was talking to one student, and she's working as an accountant. And basically, accountants are actually considered one of the first who will disappear, vanish because of AI. But so we were starting a discussion so how do we apply AI? And she was telling, I have a small boutique company. Yeah. The process is pretty straightforward. I'm just, taking the invoices, adding them and making sure that the balance fits. I was like, there is no place where can I add AI. And I'm asking her, so how do you add invoices? He's like, oh, well, I'm typing. He's like, why don't you just take a photo, upload it to AI and tell like, hey, prepare it, like digitalize it. Yep. And prepare it in a certain form. And wherever the invoice is, it can prepare you in a specific form that you can instantly upload to the system. Yeah. And it's a small tweak. And it's like, it's very simple. But instead of manually typing, you save tons of time. So half of the day, she just spends, you know, digitalizing things.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious. And it's not that AI is taking your job away. Yeah.
It's helping you do more of the job.
It helps you to not to do the job you probably don't want to do. That's also.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. From a very introspective point of view, and especially through the work I do with Jonathan, I can see that, you know, I'm a person that uses AI to help create a lot of content. I'm a content creator, and it really helps me, you know, creatively to open up and unlock certain things in my mind and make better material. But then I think that that's what a lot of people do with AI. It's like they pigeonhole it into like this one vertical, right? And so I haven't leveraged AI to pick up a bunch of tasks out of my day. Like, I should probably consider that. Like, I've used it to generate content, but I haven't used it to take the burdensome stuff off my schedule every day, you know? And I bet you there's a lot of opportunity there.
I think with the development of AI, we will see more and more opportunities, yeah? So right now, the agents and their capabilities also related to the web, yeah? So MCP, it's a bit limited, yeah? So even I tried the new browser by OpenAI. It's like the agent mode. It's a cool thing, yeah? So you can give it the instructions and search something on the Skyscanner, yeah, the best lights, and go drink coffee. Yeah, and it works smoothly. At the same time, I tried the agent with the local airline, went to get some coffee, came back, well, zero results. Yeah, it struggled. It somehow started to look for like language switcher, and that's it. Yeah. So those things development will give us also the more opportunities there.
Nice. Thanks. I appreciate it. Jonathan?
Yeah, I think we'll go for a middle break. When we come back, I think there's a couple of things I want to discuss around AI in the second half of the show. But I think it's a good place for us to go for our middle break. And we will be back in a few moments, folks.
Updating plugins and themes shouldn't feel risky. That's why over 300,000 WordPress users trust WP Rollback. With just a click, you can safely roll back any plugin or theme. No manual file uploads and no downtime. And with WP Rollback Pro, you can download premium plugins and themes. Tools like Elementor, Gravity Forms, more. Track every rollback you do with detailed activity logs. Protect your workflow and take the stress out of updates. Learn more at WPRollback.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a really fantastic discussion about WordPress, AI, and a lot of other subjects. But before we go into the second part of the show, folks, I just want to point out that if you're looking for a great specialized WordPress hosting provider, why not you look at WP Tonic? Basically, we specialize in membership learning management systems and community-focused websites. We have our agency freelancer program. You get some great affiliate packages with us, but we're much more. We're your technical partner in your build-out, and we provide some of the best plugins on the market as part of our hosting package. You can get more details by going over to wp-tonic.com/partners. wp-tonic.com/partners. Let's build something special together. So, I just wanted to add some more to the AI discussion. I think my own journey with it, I have got enormous amount of value in certain areas in content, similar to Kurt, about producing content. I do use it to write written content, but it's always edited. It tends to be a bit out of date, or its recommendations, some of its recommendations I totally disagree with, so I have to change it. Alatos, I found it to be a bit of a time waste, to be truthful. Like sometimes I could make an image quicker than asking whatever AI platform to make an image. I find I can waste more time. But where I think what we've seen recently is AI agents, isn't it? It's semi-autonomous agents that go out and actually do work for us and then talk to other agents. And Claude, you know, what's your view on autonomous agents? Because I think some of the examples are interesting, but also a lot of it is a little bit overblown. It's I find it very difficult to find a realistic place. What's your own views about these autonomous agents?
I think that as you said, that some of them are like bloated a little bit. We are still in the early stage. It's my experiments till that point showed that okay, they are slow. They make mistakes. If you expect something big from them, yeah, something like that, you would really give a process away. Yeah. So maybe for some smaller, simpler things, they can be pretty valuable. Yeah. Of course, like we're talking about, first level customer support. Yeah. That maybe that would be like a simple chatbot. Yeah. But we can extend it with a bit of a technical part. Yeah. But again, that's just at this point our speculations. I think that to have that value, we really need to ensure that agents are able to navigate across the web. Yeah. So websites need to be ready. This is where we probably can get more value out of it. Then that there won't be such struggles.
Yeah. So what do you, because also we've seen like with some AI website building platforms like Lovable, you've also seen it in Framer. I think Lovable and Framer are the two that I think I think Framer isn't exactly like Lovable, but they are introducing more AI elements, but definitely Lovable. And there's two others, but I think Lovable is on the lead. Really interesting, and it's early days, but do you think Lovable's a bigger threat to Wix or Squarespace than WordPress, or do you think Lovable and similar platforms are a threat to everybody? WordPress, Wix, Squarespace, or more professional web platforms?
It's I like how you framed it. I guess that platforms like Wix, Squarespace, Weebly, yeah, should definitely be more afraid of lovable and similar products because they share the same audience. Yeah. Again, for WordPress, of course, there is a portion, yeah, of people that are somewhere in between. But what Kurt said, yes, when we talk about WordPress, we tend to instantly get a bit more technical. Yeah. And here we actually believe in human oversight and a bit more customization. Yeah. And we can see already that people are starting to complain that lovable actually at some point starts to give like some patterns. Yeah, that the layout seems to be like really like, okay, this is like lovable generated. Yeah, so it's it lacks maybe uniqueness at scale. So we haven't heard that about WordPress, yeah? Oh, okay, from time to time, you visit the website and you see like, okay, that's the template. Yeah, I saw that on Sceneforest, yeah? but overall, we will see, and we see already different other integrations, like AI integrations within WordPress. But the question is like, yeah, the question is what AI features and capabilities do we add to WordPress and why? And for example, we always question, like whenever it comes to AI within WP Bakery, we instantly question, is it helping professionals? Yeah, because I've seen like some of the products, I don't want to name any, but they aim to work like to be for professionals, but at the same time introduce AI features telling like, hey, this AI will replace, you know, developer. As like my question is like, what do you expect? Like promote to developers the feature that will replace them and hope that they will use it and promote it and give it to their clients. You actually need to make sure that your AI solutions help your target audience. Yeah. That the user base that really that you care about.
No, and there's also, you know, there's been this divide for a while, isn't it, between somebody that works for a medium or large Fortune 500 company that wouldn't really consider WordPress. You know, that it's JavaScript libraries, it's custom coding, it's using React, it's using one of the other popular JavaScript libraries. And then you've got the medium, small, semi-small, where freelancing, where most of the agency work comes from, that's still surprisingly, in some way, I've been surprised how that's been. It's still dominated by WordPress, isn't it? So I just, in some ways, I see this AI kind of appealing to people that, in some ways, were that had turned their back on WordPress. But I think I'm waffling now. I'm just kind of verbalizing what I'm thinking, basically. So I'm going to throw.
You actually mentioned like Fortune 500 companies. And so like, I think that's a great example. I guess that those companies, or the companies that work with Fortune 500 companies, probably like WordPress VIP agencies and something, they are a bit more careful about introducing AI.
Yeah.
Because with if something goes wrong, who is responsible? And this is that AI legislation, yeah, like regulations and so on. You cannot blame AI, yeah? Because as a client, to be fair, if the price is the one that fits me, I don't care how you make it, yeah? I don't want to know details. It's like, I want it to work. It's as simple as that. Yeah, it's like if we talk about the hosting, the best hosting is The only thing you, when you think about the hosting, it just when you see it on the statement that the monthly payment was done and that's it. Yeah. You don't have to worry, nothing like breaks and that's it. Yeah. The same with the internet connection. Yeah. I have internet provider at home and it is working. Never seen any problems there. As like other companies are calling me and telling like, hey, maybe you would love to switch to us and we will offer you the better pricing. It's like, guys, like, as the only time I remember about my internet provider is when you call me and try to sell me something else. Like, it is working. So I'm good. So.
Yeah. Over to you, Kurt.
I'm laughing because I escaped California and I got to Kansas and I signed up for high-speed internet in Kansas. And it is by far the best internet service I've ever had in my life. It's fast. It's reliable. And to your point, yeah, it's like, nope. You can send me all the postcards and all the phone calls. I'm not switching. This thing just plain works. Let's switch over. Let's see if we can't depress the audience a little bit. Give them some hope, right? Everyone's had difficult periods. Like, so I could point to, you know, the pandemic, right? I could point to, I gave up my company for a while and I worked corporate because I got lured away by a paycheck. And then, of course, the layoffs came and we had to start over from scratch again, right? What's like a difficult period that you kind of went through and good or bad? Like, what was the takeaway from it? How did it improve or educate you along the way?
Yeah, it was about the time when we were actually leaving the Envato. And it didn't went like that easily. A lot of, you know, they wanted us to stay and we were thinking about introducing like side product and we started to deal with the trademarks. Yeah. And
oh, can you give us a bit of background about?
Yeah. So WAP Bakery has been available on Code Canyon and Envato market for many, many years. And the limitations of the marketplace, we just organically outgrew the marketplace. And of course, we want to have more control over, you know, data to be used in marketing and so on, over the pricing as well. So we decided that, okay, we need to start selling elsewhere. And at that time, we also were experimenting with a completely new version of the product. So, and we decided, okay, so what do we do with the product name and the branding? Because there was this, and Envato was pushing us and we had that new product. So we decided to rename the old product. So before it was named Visual Composer. And we decided, hey, let's use the Visual Composer name for the new product, while for the old product, we will use WAP Bakery. And we thought like, hey, it's like a pretty simple thing. It's like few emails to our clients and several blog posts around the community will basically explain everything. It's been around 6 years since that moment. We are still from time to time dealing with the confusion. So this is what I talk that, you know, you tend to think that you are that important and you just spread the news and everything, just grasp it. And it's like everyone is waiting for you to announce something. In reality, like majority never cares. Yeah. And they skip it. And maybe it's something really important. Yeah. So we created a huge confusion with the naming. Basically, yeah, because of lack of experience, I would say, and a bit of arrogance probably as well. So it's a mix of everything. So,
yeah. I appreciate that. Thanks for the clarity and transparency. Jonathan?
Yeah, let's talk about... So if you could go back to the beginning of your career and you could have a little chat with yourself, what would you tell yourself? What would be a couple of insights or a little bit of advice that you would like to be able to tell yourself? When you met, you know, you mentioned you met the founder of WAP Bakery when you were both in college and that. Is there anything you would like to tell yourself?
It's like, okay, you know, like we all have been thinking about such things, like apart from which stocks to buy. And like, yeah, that you should invest more during the pandemic now and all those kind of things. To be fair, I think like ideally, I don't know, like if the situation happens, you will probably think differently, but ideally nothing. Because I would say, like, to get the experience to be the person that I am today, and like to be able to judge things based on my experience, I need to experience all those things, all those failures, yeah, including, you know, the branding issue, some other smaller things, yeah, you know, the first divorce, all those things, you just need to live them through to get that experience and to become the person that you are. And if I will tell something to my younger self, like there is, like, maybe that person won't experience that, and how it will impact the rest of the life, I never know that. That's a very, very like philosophical question.
No, but I totally understand your logic. Before we wrap up the show, I've got another question. Obviously, I can't remember straight off which Baltic country you're based, actually. Is it Latvia or...?
It's Latvia. It's in the very middle. We have always been... We are often mixed with Lithuania. It's like Slovenia and Slovakia, yeah.
Yeah, and Estonia. You've got Estonia, Latvia.
With them, it's easier.
Yeah. What is the tech like? What's the tech community like in your part of the world? And what's the WordPress community like?
If I would probably talk about the whole Baltic states, yeah, because like if we take them separately, then Latvia, it's like less than 2 million people. Estonia is the same. Lithuania is a bit more. But size-wise, so we are pretty small. So always been close. So I would say that community is there, like WordPress community, but maybe it's not that active. I think that currently Lithuanian community is more active, so other communities need to follow. But at the same time, we do have many products out from the Baltic states that are well recognized among WordPress, and not only that, Blackwall, yeah. So then PatchStack of Hostinger. Yeah, so those are just some, yeah, like OmniSum as well.
Oh, I was saying, because they've sponsored the show a couple of times. They've been a long-term sponsor. Hopefully sometime they will return. But they're a great company. It's just, why do you think so much technology companies have come from the Baltic states over the last 20 years? Was it emphasis in the education system, or was that where people saw opportunities and they had the skills?
So, of course, that's like the opportunities of getting out, you know, becoming global, proving something. If we talk about Estonia, for example, that's a bit, probably a bit better example in terms of government actually being strategic about IT and growth. And I think Estonia actually had either 6 or 8 unicorn companies. And we're talking, and Germany, for example, has only 4. So, or like 6 and 8, Germany has less unicorn companies compared to Estonia. And we're talking about the country about 2 million people. Yeah. So This is where the strategic decision, like and support from the government, can get us.
Right, anyway, it's been a fascinating discussion. Thank you so much to come on the show. What's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
They can reach me anywhere on various social networks. Probably now I'm a bit more active on LinkedIn. And I mean, I'm always happy to connect, always happy to chat with people, exchange ideas, being open. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I got into higher education. Yeah. It's, communicating and sharing, you know, giving back to society. And of course, listening.
Fantastic. And Kurt, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, if he accepts my connection request, you could go to Ritus's LinkedIn and I'd be underneath his connections there. I'm on LinkedIn all the time myself. So LinkedIn's a great place to make the connection. And our company name is Mañana No Más. So mañananomás.com if it's for business.
That's fantastic. We've got a special episode next week. Matt Marowick, the founder of Automatic, is going to be our guest. We're going to be talking about all things WordPress and AI and how he sees WordPress adapting. It should be a fantastic show. Should be an interesting show. So please join us live for that. And we've got some fantastic other guests during the month. We'll see you soon, folks. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. Why not visit the Mastermind Facebook group? And also to keep up with the latest news, click wp-tonic.com/newsletter. We'll see you next time.